an impeccable memory and an unmatched talent for delighting race fans with stories, Donald Davidson's eyes smile as he recalls his first memories of being at the famed 2.5 mile oval. He had memorized every fact from every Indianapolis 500 and was filled with joy and wonder when he arrived in May of 1964. Davidson says the chief announcer on the IMS radio network at the time and the man who coined the phrase "the greatest spectacle in racing" welcomed him with open arms.
The first year I met Sid Collins, in fact, I hadn't even been here 24 hours, and I met him and immediately hit it off, and he was so, I mean, I owe him a huge deal of gratitude, because much of what happened to me would not have happened if it hadn't have been for Sid.
Collins was so dazzled by the young man's encyclopedic knowledge of the 500 that he invited him to be on the air.
He did have me on as a guest, so I was in there for like 2 or 3 minutes during the 64 race, and then when I came back to live in 65, then he put me on, and I've been on it ever since.
In 1965, Davidson was hired to be a statistician for USAC, the U.S. Auto Club. In 1988, he became the official historian of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. This year, he's been fondly looking back on that 1964 first visit.
I kept a diary that year, or at least I made a lot of notes, let's say. So what I've been doing is going through and looking and thinking, oh my goodness me, 50 years ago today I met Ray Haroon, or, you know, 50 years ago today I met Eddie Sachs, or whatever it was.
Ray Haroon won the inaugural Indianapolis 500 in 1911, and Eddie Sachs died in a fiery crash in 1964, that first year Davidson visited. Davidson easily accesses the database of his mind, finding answers and comparisons. This year's pole sitter is a repeat from last year, and a local driver, Ed Carpenter. Has that ever been done before?
I think there's like 9 or 10 now, but has there ever been a local? And I would say no. Mario Andretti did it, Rick Mears, Castro Neves, Eddie Sachs, Ralph DePalma, Rex Mays, and probably missing a couple, but none of them were living here.
Though he calls himself an old curmudgeon and says he lives in the past, Davidson admits many of the great moments have happened in the last couple of years.
Just last year, with 68 lead changes, which is unbelievable, and then the fact that Tony Kanaan, although not an American, was probably as popular a winner as there's ever been.
Davidson says you couldn't make up the real drama and emotion after last year's Kanaan win.
It was amazing how many drivers in uniform still came through the crowd to get to him on the pace car.
Ryan Hunter Ray had been leading with 2 laps remaining and then a crash, and Kanaan took the lead.
So Hunter Ray goes from first to third, and then a few minutes later, he's going over to hug the guy that took it away from him. It's just amazing.
Though last year was amazing, Donald Davidson holds that race 50 years ago most dear.
My favorite year would be 1964, although the race had a tragedy in it. For me personally, that's when I walked in the door and everything turned from black and white to color, and I just lived a dream.
In 2013, Davidson was inducted into the Indiana Broadcasters Hall of Fame. This year marks his 50th consecutive appearance on the IMS radio network. The 98th running of the Indianapolis 500 is this Sunday. For WFYI News, I'm Lee Dineen.